Hey guys, I just wanted to give a quick update for the podcast. I'm not going to post an episode for a couple of weeks. I'm about to go back to Australia for one of my mates' weddings. But I do have two episodes in the backlog. I just haven't gotten around to editing them because I am absolutely swamped with my day job, with work. But I wrote this post recently to my newsletter community, and I think it gives just a general sense of sort of where I'm at the moment and also some exciting stuff that you can expect. So I'm just going to sort of go over it here very, very briefly. But as well, if you're listening to this and not actually part of the newsletter audience, it's the top link in this description. And it offers most of the time a little bit more behind the scenes, the context, the recording, and then the guests who are on the shows. But then as well, it's just a more, you know, broad reflection of what is the Curious Worldview brand at this stage. But I wanted to give a little bit of an insight into the things I've been thinking about, because obviously my activity, everyone's activity, it's very sort of scatterbrain a lot of the times. But I realized when I looked back in my drafts over the last few months, I had all of these half essays that I'd start writing but sort of really didn't get to the end of, you know, such as Revisiting Bullshit Jobs, this social scientist David Graeber's famous essay. This has been an ongoing project for a long time, but A Beginner's Guide to Absurdism, an essay on why Nietzsche would have hated Don Draper, Reflections, which turned into a brief essay on this amazing clip I saw of Ray Bradbury, where science and religion end up two sides of the same coin. Oh, I had this whole essay, which the thing is, none of these are really good enough to publish, but I feel like if I just devoted an hour or two, they probably would be. But Millet's famous speech at Davos that went very viral on X, criticizing the left, sure, you know, criticize away, but there was no commentary on the downsides of the unbridled, unregulated, rampant capitalism for which, you know, he is a proponent of. And there are many, many downsides to it. It's not so binary and simple that it's one or the other. Taleb's blindfold metaphor, an ode to David Perel's Hugging the X-Axis, this amazing essay, and honestly like 10 more titles that I'm barely halfway finished through. But I just wanted to, you know, also just say, you know, this is sort of what's going on with the Curious Worldview branding, and the same thinking that goes into these essays is the inspiration to find a lot of the guests and then to reach out to them. And as a part of researching for them, you know, these new essays sort of branch out and stuff, but they're all sprawling thoughts and research that tangent as inspiration amid everything else I'm doing and consuming in a day. And as something becomes interesting, I will start to try and do something about it, you know, take a note or write an essay. But then life continues, the inspiration dies, and fragments of writing are the only reminder that this was something you ever thought about at all. It was quite funny going into the drafts and realizing, oh yeah, that was a very exciting thing for, you know, a day or two that I was thinking about, which just gets lost otherwise. So that's a little bit of an update. I'm going to close off this little update with who you can expect coming on. But in the interim here, I'm actually looking for one of you to help me out. So I'm, you know, posting a job here. This is paid work. I've done nothing on the socials so far that's really any good. I've done some clips on Instagram, but none of it's really worked. So instead, I just want to, rather than try and feed with constant, you know, spider food, which is just to say crap so the algorithm sees that you're making an effort. Rather, I just want to only put stuff out there if it's really good. And so my missus put together a short from one of my recent clips, and it's a totally unique, creative way to present podcast clips. It's the link to the YouTube that's in this podcast description. Have a look at it. Tell me what you think. But if you think you're capable of recreating content like that, I will pay you to do it. So I just reaching out to you because you guys know the podcast and the brand and everything about it most intimately, but I will pay you to do it if you want and you think you can, of course. And then as well, I made she made with my help, an infographic of the two episodes on slavery with Lisa Christine and Matthew Friedman, which I also think is actually really creative, interesting ways to present content around the podcast that isn't what you typically would see. And the thing is, these things take time, but they can be really good. But if you think you're capable of doing these infographics or these short clips, reach out to me. I will pay you. I want to work with you. You know the brand. I want to put stuff out there that's really, really good and genuinely start creating legit momentum outside of word of mouth in the growth of this show. So that's that. That's the first part. That's the job. Finally, I'll be in Australia. I'll be in Thailand. He's having his Bucks party in Thailand, which is hilarious. But I was supposed to be interviewing Robin Davidson, literally a top three dream guest of mine. But it looks like I won't have enough time to make my way out into rural Tasmania where she is. Nor do I have the money, to be frank, you know. Which is why if I can just grow these efforts like the clips above and just grow the podcast more generally and this newsletter, then I can begin to make money from it. I can pay for better production. I can pay for that flight to New York and I can sit down with Taleb. I can scale this higher than where it is now. But these are my problems, not yours. I'm very, very grateful that you're all here listening. So think about the job. That's also an update for why there won't be any posts for the next few weeks. But then finally, what you can expect when I get back, I'm going to be recording with Rory Sutherland again in June. I'm going to London, so I've got a bunch of interesting guests there. Chris Voss, you know, he's kind of like I think he's written the second most popular negotiation book of all time called Never Split the Difference. He's a master in communication. That's what I want that podcast to be about. Tony Hawks, if anyone knows who he is, he's not the skateboarder, but he's just wrote one of the funniest books of all time called Round Island with a Fridge, and a lot of other really, really exciting guests are booked to be coming on the show. So it's still growing. I'm super bullish on the unique curation of guests and style of interview which this podcast publishes, and I want that to be the sort of driving force of the brand with everything else that goes out there, and you, my audience, could contribute to it. So I think this is not tried and tested, but I think the limitations of growth is about a 70-30 split between distribution of a show and quality. Distribution being how well you tell the world that something's out there versus how good the thing is itself. Now, I'm doing my best to ensure the quality, but admittedly, I've repeatedly failed at the distribution. I don't have any growth on any socials, and the newsletter and the podcast is the only direct communication I have with anyone who knows about the show. And so that's why I'm looking for help. And I think if I find the right person and you're motivated, it could actually make a huge difference to this show. So that's all. That's the update. That's what you can expect. Link to the newsletter, top link, links to the other things in there. But of course, as always, pump your juice. And I'll see you in a few weeks.